Blog Talk Radio.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
Good Saturday morning, and welcome to this very special edition of Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Kim Mosh, your host and the owner of Black Bag Productions, and I am really excited because today we are going to talk with four phenomenal women who do mentoring online. And it is something unique. It is something certainly that anybody could benefit from. But these ladies in particular have a niche that I think is just something that we all need to hear about. And so I invited them to come on the show today. And I want you to make sure that you are paying close attention because it is key to listen when someone is talking. And in the case of these ladies, they listen to teens. And, you know, we've got to take care of the generation coming behind us. And Vinay Fowler, who is the CEO and president of We Are Listening, is on our show today, along with her, I don't like to say co-conspirators, but her, they are co-conspirators because the four of them are definitely a force to be reckoned with. And they are just fantastic. Antoinette Prescott, who is the director and co-founder, Cassandra James, who is a director, and Daisha Parker, who is also a director. And if you want to ask these ladies questions, please give us a call at 917-889-2272. Of course, you can always listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/Black Bag Productions. And of course, if you have a question and you're listening online, go to our chat room and I'll try and get those questions to them right away. The website for them is listening.org. And the ladies are on the line and I'm going to say hi to them. Welcome to the show, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? I'm doing fantastic.
Well, I am so glad that you were able to take time out of your Saturday morning. My regular listeners know I don't usually do Saturday morning shows unless I think really special. And so I obviously think you guys are really special. I want to start with Vinay. And how did you come up with this concept? Tell me how you got started and what was it that made you want to create We Are Listening?
Yes. So I was listening to Oprah, her and Deepak. They were doing a show on, you know, bettering yourself. And I was listening to this show, and one of the questions was, who are you? And, you know, I was saying to myself about, as I was listening to the meditation in the show, I'm like, who am I? I'm Vinay, you know. I'm Vinay. I'm a model. Mm-hmm. I have my master's degree. That's who I am. So as the meditation continued, it said, how have you given back? When we ask, who are you, we want to know, how have you given back to the community? What impact have you had on anyone or a group of people? And I actually could not answer that question. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take a look into something that I was interested in doing, and I completely enjoy the youth. And I decided that mentoring young girls would be a great a resource because I was a young lady once and I understand the struggles and the things that we go through. And I also, from my modeling background, I was very privy to a lot of body image issues and things that a lot of models go through. So I know the young ladies are also going through. So I decided to pull my closest girls together. I, you know, looked at all our different credentials and backgrounds and experiences that we've had. And I said, we can do this as a group and help these young ladies.
Well, I am totally amazed by all of you because I read your backgrounds and clearly you all have something dynamic to give young women. And I want to ask Antoinette, now you are the co-founder with Vinay, and you have three daughters?
That is correct. I have a 22-year-old,
Okay.
22-year-old who's a senior at VCU, getting ready to graduate next
Woo-hoo.
Month from college.
Woo-hoo.
I have a freshman at a college here locally in Virginia. And then I have my youngest who is a junior in high school.
Wow. So you have basically the hub of teenage nightmare.
Yes.
People say that all the time. They're like, how many kids do you have? Three? What do you have? All girls. And it's like, oh, my God. But it's really fortunate that I have really good girls. You know, I mean, you know, they go through the things that most teenagers do. However,
right.
I believe that because of everything that I've been through, I've been able to instill a lot of that information that I've learned throughout the years in them to just make
uh-huh.
it something that really works for us. And it's working, and I'm proud of them.
Hey,
yes.
You got them this far. That is amazing. Three? My hat is off to you. I was a one and done. I didn't want to tempt fate. You know, she was good, and I was like, yeah, there's no need to try and do this again. You know, I got a good one, and so I'm good. I'm good. She's good. I'm good. No problem. And
everybody's,
you know,
happy.
Exactly. So, Cassandra, now you graduated from Towson right here in my area. And
yes, I did.
Are you still that's a great thing. I have a lot of friends who have gone to Towson. Tell me how you got involved.
Well, I met Vinay in grad school, went to Brooklyn College. Big up Brooklyn.
Okay.
Brooklyn.
We were going to get our master's degree together. And so we became friends, and we kept in touch even after we graduated. And she came to me and she says, I have an idea, and I want to ask you to be a part of it. And she told me what the scope was. It was going to be mentoring young ladies, and it was going to be a different way. We're going to do it online. And I sat, and it took me all of 2 seconds before I said, I'm in.
Wow.
I believe in the need. I believe in the mission. And I said, don't have to ask me anymore. Don't have to sell me anymore. Let's do this.
Cool. Somebody says I'm in within 5 minutes. That speaks a lot to Vinette.
It does. It really does. But she's a really good person, and it was easy to just, you know, step right in line and go, let's do this. I know you can do this. I know
right.
it's going to be a success if you're at the helm.
Oh, thank you.
So, Daisha, you're a mother of two. You're also from New York. How did you get pulled into the circle?
Well, Vinay and I go way back to college, John Jay College. And actually,
uh-huh.
I met her in the gym. And I think we were in the gym, and also we had a couple of classes together. So,
uh-huh.
you know, from that time on, we, you know, always stayed connected. And actually, I had a choice of going to John Jay or Binghamton, and I chose John Jay. So this actually was a good thing because I stayed in touch with Vinay. And then over the years and up until when she did ask me to be a part of We Are Listening, and I thought about it, whereas I guess at that time my daughter, she's 9 now, so she was 6 years old, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, I have a little girl. So I know there's going to get to that point where she's going to need me to mentor her and things of that sort. So I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. So, and from
wow.
then on, it's been amazing. It's actually helped me. I've learned so much. It's helping me to grow. So
mm-hmm.
it's awesome.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, so we've got 4 friends who got together at the drop of one word from Vinay, which is not surprising. After, you know, and I have to tell people after talking to her at length, I can understand how they said yes so quickly. And, you know, I was looking at the mission and the vision statement on your site, and I love your logo, by the way, with the heart and the person and kind of being a hug. I really like that.
Thank you.
And I was looking at the curriculum, and I see self-esteem building and career development, leadership, financial health, social media awareness and branding. And I'm going to get to that one and do a deep dive in a second. But I want to find out from each of you, which area do you think is the one that you seem to have to focus the most on? You know, I think everybody recalls, and heaven knows it's been a minute since I was a teenager, but you remember either not feeling like you fit in, or, you know, you weren't the pretty girl, or you were the fat girl, or you were the skinny girl. And I was a girl who wore glasses. So, you have all, girls who wear glasses. That whole thing. But, What do you think seems to be the thing, other than social media? What do you think seems to be the thing that you have to focus on the most? And anybody can jump in with that.
Well, this is Vinay, and the one of these parts of this curriculum that I really find the most interesting that should be pushed with the young girls is the self-esteem building. I know for myself growing up, I always had a positive self-esteem. However, I've interacted with a lot of young girls who don't. And I know that the self-esteem is really a core necessity in the way they view mm-hmm. themselves, how they carry themselves, and how they're going to actually make it through life. And mm-hmm. so when I was thinking of the curriculum, self-esteem was completely like on the top of the list. And I believe in all young girls and all women feeling good about themselves, having a smile on their faces. They could walk out the door with their heads raised up high and confident. And that was my passion, to build self-esteem in young girls. So I put this curriculum okay. together completely centered around building their self-esteem and confidence. And that is the core of our mission. We want to mm-hmm. build their confidence and self-esteem, because when you could step out the door and you're confident and you know who you are, there's no stopping you.
Exactly. In terms of career development, do you get a lot of questions about that?
So this is Cassandra, and we do, because it's important. Everybody wants to know, what are you going to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? And when you're 18 and you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want to be. So we help them to figure out, what is it that you like to do? Where's your passion? And here's how you're going to craft your resume. Here's how you're going to do things to help you get to where you want to be. My background mm-hmm. is in human resources. So I see a lot of resumes. I interview a lot of, you know, young people. And, you know, even if they don't get the position, sometimes they'll email me and they'll say, well, I didn't get the job. What could I have done better? So I use mm-hmm. all of the things I've learned with We Are Listening and with my HR background to help these young people craft themselves to be that professional that they're looking to be. So I like the career development piece, because I like to see people get to where they're going in their careers and feel good and feel confident, like Vinay said, in the choices that they've made. And I know for me, I have a passion for HR. I love HR, but I have a passion for sign language as well. And I actually went back to school after the master's degree.
Girl, we give you a lot of credit for that.
I went back to school, and I'm right now to get an associate's in interpreting. So it's never too late to figure out what it is that you want to be. But if you can figure that out when you're young, it's even better. So that's where we are with
it. Yeah, it does help.
And the student development.
And also,
go ahead.
I was going to say, with Cassandra's new background in sign language, that's another area that we could expand on with our program. We can go talk to girls, and she can interpret for deaf girls, you know, what we're talking in our curriculum and our workshops for. So it's like another added dimension, which is phenomenal that she's went back to school to do that.
Yeah, that is amazing that you were willing to go back and do that. And I have to say, you know, career development, I'm approaching a milestone birthday, we'll put it that way. And it is a milestone birthday. But my friends and I, we always tease each other and say, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you. And at this age, you know, I'm certainly well past being a grown up, but I think that even women my age tend to think about, okay, here's the third chapter. What am I going to do now? And so you're right. If they can figure it out when they're 18, 19, hey, that's great. That solves a whole host of issues. So in terms of leadership skills, now, you know, I can hear somebody now saying, oh, well, they have Girl Scouts for that. Yeah, but not everybody wants to be a Girl Scout.
Yes.
Figuratively or literally, you know.
Yes. I want some of those cookies, though.
Right. Not to worry. I have a couple of dealers in my office who have Girl Scout cookies. Not to worry at all.
You can send me a pack of cookies.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, what kind of leadership skills? You know, like I said, people they think immediately Girl Scouts, but they don't always necessarily think a mentor can give leadership skills. What kinds of things do you give and kind of pass along to them?
Well, with the leadership skills, we like to go into the 101s of being a leader. You know, we make them aware of, you know, being cognizant of, you know, other people, and when you're a leader, mm-hmm. how, you know, people follow you, and people are going to be following you in life, and you have to, you know, present a fantastic example because you're going to have people looking up to you, moving along with you.
And being a leader is knowing your weaknesses, knowing that it's okay to not be perfect, but you're trying.
Right.
And it's about situational leadership and how do you motivate your team? How do you what process do you go through to make effective decisions? You know, are you willing to have those difficult conversations? And working in HR, we have difficult conversations. You know, and how do you tell people, listen, this is my vision, this is my goal, here's why you should come with me. You know, so these kind of your focus, you know, your passion. Because, you know, Vinay is passionate. She's a great leader. She's able to articulate what she's looking for in this We Are Listening program. So those are some of the things that we try to tell these girls and young ladies. This is what it takes to be an effective leader, you know. And it's,
right.
you know, humility. Because you don't have to be loud and boisterous to be a leader.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
right.
it's taking a step back and elevating one of your teammates. You know, if you've instilled enough leadership qualities in your colleagues and your teammates, you can step back and watch them rise. And that's the sign of a really good leader, is when your team rises above where you thought they could be.
Exactly, exactly.
So when we go to our curriculum, this is what we instill, and it's a full curriculum. We have them do work. You know, they have to research a leader. They have to come back and present it to us. All of our curriculum is very interactive, and we do all of this online. We do in-workshop classes as well in a few, you know, high schools, but we also conduct this as part of our mentoring program. So not only are the young girls talking to us about things going on in their personal lives and us just helping guide them, you know, during those times, but we also include this curriculum in that as well.
So basically, they get homework.
We get enough homework. But these are actually really fun exercises. They're really fun. They actually keep your attention. You're actually interested in filling this paperwork out because it makes you take a look at certain things.
Yeah, and you look at yourself, and people love to analyze themselves and say, like, well, what kind of person am I? That's why, you know, they always have those quizzes in the back of 17 magazines.
Yeah.
To analyze themselves, and they like to find out things. So that's why we it's homework, but it's fun homework.
Yes.
It's not turning in a term paper type of homework.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure of feeling, oh, my God, if I do this, I'm going to fail, because there is no right or wrong. It's just of trying to get their interpretation of what a leader is and how they intend to show that a leader can also be a follower, because in order to be a good leader, you have to know when to be able to follow, but knowing the difference between following what is right and what is wrong, and having the confidence in your own decision making skills. So they don't mind. They have no complaints.
So that leads me to a question, and thinking about the kinds of music that a lot of teens listen to, and listening to how hip hop and rap have evolved and or devolved for the most part. And the misogyny and the name calling and the things that are not positive in role models, and wondering how you, if someone says, and I'm clueless, and I will tell people it, with no problem that I am clueless about who in the heck Remy Ma and the whole beef with Nicki Minaj. When people started talking about that, I'm sitting there and I'm going, and who cares about these people? Who cares? And, you know, and then I thought about it again, and I was like, okay, so are young girls looking at this and thinking, oh, well, Remy Ma, she came back, she's a leader, and she told Nicki this, and da 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 da. And I'm thinking, but how does that really matter?
Right.
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is a young girl looking at this and saying, well, this, I think she's a leader because she came back and she did this and the clap back and blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, that's not a leader, baby. No.
Go ahead, Antoinette.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, for me, that's where my skills come in, as far as me. I'm lucky because I have kids 16, 18, and 22. They help to keep my ear to the street. It just really depends. I think that with most households, it starts at home. So if your child is confident within themselves and the self-esteem building has started at home, or if they don't have it at home, if they have the ability to go to programs such as We Are Listening, we try to instill in them that that's a business. Nicki Minaj, whatever her real name is, Remy Ma, that is their business. This is how they make their money. This is not the reality of life. So we just try to, we don't want to necessarily bash what they're doing, because that is their job, but we want to give them a realization of the reality. That's their job. That's not real. And we try to find what is positive in any type of situation. So although she may not be a good role model, I can say she's not a good role model. However, she is an entrepreneur. She makes really good money making her music, and she came from the streets and was able to establish this. So you can learn that you can come out of the situation that you're in, and you too can put yourself in a better situation in the future. So that's what we try to look at.
Yeah.
I haven't had a situation yet where we weren't able to take any type of situation that was thrown at us and make the best of it and provide them good advice with it.
Yes, and one of our premises is that knowledge is power. So no matter what you're watching, everything in front of you is not going to be positive. As a matter of fact, with the internet now today, a lot of stuff is negative. A lot of stuff is in your face.
Right.
Soon as you open your phone, soon as you turn on the television, soon as you turn on your laptop, negativity left and right. So we can't run from it and we can't hide from it. But what we try to teach, the tools that we try to instill, is that you have to know right from wrong, and you have to understand that a lot of stuff you watch on TV is acting. They're being paid. These are their jobs. You know, it's Mariah Carey's job to, you know, have on tons of makeup and look absolutely phenomenal and beautiful at all times.
Right.
You know, but that's
right.
the reality of you because you carry yourself as the person you are, you know, and if you're in that type of industry, wonderful. That's what you would, you know, that's how you would carry yourself as well. But on the overall, you have to understand knowledge is power. And when you understand, you know, the dynamics of these different things, you just know how to carry yourself.
And then I also think This is Daisha. And also I think that's when the leadership skills come in, that you need to be a leader and not a follower. And at the same time, maintaining that confidence in yourself to know, like the Vinay and Antoinette said, you can be that girl, that celebrity making records, but at the same time, you have to be confident and in your own skin and be happy with who you are.
Exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned the fact that it was their job, which is a lovely segue into financial health. And see how I did that?
Yes,
you
like
know,
the blend. Yes.
That's,
you know,
the that's blend. One of my favorite. Financial health is one of my favorite.
And why is it one of your favorites?
Because I was financially unhealthy myself.
Okay.
So I definitely have to see the financial doctor. No, I was not in a position where I was taught things growing up in reference to credit or anything of that nature as far as saving and thinking for the future. And so I made it my mission with my children personally to make sure that they did not follow in my footsteps. I taught them about
mm-hmm.
And financial health, besides self-esteem, to me, financial health is, to my heart, even before career development, because you can have someone that doesn't even go to college. You can have an athlete that goes from high school straight to the NBA, but then he gets hurt, and then he has no money. So it's really instilled in them how to manage their money, how to make sure that they are aware of their spending habits and things of that nature. Then not only that, nowadays employers, they're looking at your credit score, because credit determines so much. It determines whether or not they feel like you are a responsible person to hire you, whether or not you're trustworthy in financial situations. We look at that. My other job is in insurance. We use credit score to determine your rates that you get for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that when I was 16, 17 years old. I didn't know that. I had to learn it the hard way. And a lot of these kids don't know that either. So I think that is huge to teach these fundamentals to these children to set themselves up in the future for success and not failure.
Yes. When you are, you know, 18 and you're going for your first job, you don't think, I'm going to be 66 eventually and I'm going to have to retire. So they don't think about, you know, signing up for that 401k at their job or their 403b. I was actually very lucky. One of my teachers in high school told me, you're young now, but when you get that first job, sign up for the 401. And I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know what that is. I was like, okay. But I listened and I did. And my mother made sure that I did. My mother made sure I knew about mutual funds. My mother gave me my very first credit card before I left for school, and she said, this is for emergencies only. And I graduated, and this card had been used maybe 3 times. I was really, really good about my credit. Yeah, and it's hard in college when your friends are going out, your friends are shopping, and they're like, well, that's cool, just use your card. And you have to be, like you said, you have to be that leader. You have to know right from wrong. And you have to be able to stand up to your friends and say, no, I can't. I was one of my few friends to graduate, and I still had a great credit score when I graduated from college because I had that discipline of not using that card when I didn't need to. And that's what I want to instill in ladies, knowing how to manage your own money, knowing how your credit is going to affect you when you want to get that car, when you want to get that house. You know, there are jobs that look at your credit rating sometimes, depending on what it is. You might not be able to get a job because of your credit rating. So, I mean, it's just it leaks into so many things in your life. And if you can get a handle on it from young, you'll be golden when you're older.
And that's what mentoring is all about. It's about, you know, helping them look ahead to the future so that they can set their lives up for a good life.
And I was going to say, with me, I know when I was a little girl, my mother opened up the bank account, and I think it was Dime Savings Bank. And I don't know, maybe I was like 8 or 9, and I always remember that because, you know, she definitely tried to teach me about managing your money and saving. And actually, you still have that account. Remember that to save. So, you know, that was a big thing to me. So I know when you're young like that, you know, it means a lot to you, and it also helps you to be independent and confident. And just as you go along, you'll learn how to manage your money, because your parents, they instilled that in you.
Yeah. Antoinette, you were going to say something?
No, I was going to say that.
No.
My kids, my 16-year-old, she wanted an iPhone. And I was like, that phone is $700. You are out of your mind. You want an iPhone to save the money for yourself. And she did.
Yep.
It showed her how to, you know, set a goal and how to obtain it. So now when her friends and they're talking and they say something like, oh, my phone cracked and it's okay, I'll just let my mother buy me another one. She's like, you're crazy. She's careful because she understands the value of it.
Right.
My 18-year-old, she saved for over a year every dime to buy herself her own first car. So,
wow.
You know, it's
phenomenal.
Instilling so much in them right now that it's going to take them through everything in life. So financial health, absolutely, that's my heart right there.
Wow.
Really important.
That is phenomenal.
We got food for everybody.
I could go on and on and on. You'd be like, the show credits are going up, Antoinette, be quiet.
And I wanted to mention...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I also wanted to mention before I forgot that the total number of us, there are 8 of us that are mentors.
Oh, wow.
So I pulled in seven of my closest friends who we're all mentors, and then the 4 of us are the board of directors. So just wanted to put that one out there.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we're going to do the deep dive I talked about with social media awareness and branding. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. We are listening. We'll be right back.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
And we're back. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Kim Mosh, your host and the owner of Black Bag Productions. And today we are talking with the ladies of We Are Listening. And we have been talking about the e-curriculum that they have, which includes self-esteem building, career development, leadership skills, and financial health. And before the break, I was telling you that we were going to talk about and go into a deep dive on social media awareness and branding, which is also part of their curriculum. And I don't know about you, but every day I find myself getting lost in my Facebook postings and finding out who I do. Every day, and I have to actually remind myself that I have other things to do other than spend time on my phone and posting on Facebook. And I found myself really reminding myself of that during the election this year, and the months and days following, and even now. And I lost some followers on Twitter because of some of my posts, which I was okay with, because I was like, okay, well, you don't want to follow me, that's fine. But I wonder how you talk to kids about the impact of social media and that it's out. Once it's out there forever.
So
I don't care who starts, go.
Okay, that pretty much is the basis. We have a presentation and we have a slide that says how social is social media. And it says that, you know, Twitter has how many million followers? Facebook has this many millions. So it is out there. Mostly everyone has a Facebook page. So when you put something on Facebook and your friends share it, it's out of your control now. You've lost control of what you put. It's everywhere. And so we let them know that you put it on one place. But now it's everywhere. So how do you feel about your pictures being everywhere? Is that something that you would want your mom to see, your dad to see? And if it's not, maybe it's something you should think twice about posting. You know, I have social media, and sometimes I will actually send something to Vinay and say, Vinay, check this out. I want to post this. And she'll say, I don't know, maybe not. So if you have that check-in, if you have someone to tell you, that might not be the best thing for your brand. Is that what you want to look like? Is that what you want people to think when you see you? You know, like, who do you want to be? Because social media represents who you want to be, and is that what you want? You know, colleges look at your social media pages. Jobs look at your social media pages. So who do you want them to see when they Google you, when they pull up your Facebook page? So we try and tell them, you know, it's all fun in the moment, but think about the repercussions. You're not going to be 16 forever. You're going to be 22, graduating, looking for a job. These things follow you. So we just try to get them to see that this is a permanent thing. This, you can't erase social media. You might have deleted it from your page, but it's out there already. It's a little too late. So we try to get them before those things happen. You know, we give them examples of, you know, of things. You know, don't always post where you are. Don't always post that you got a brand new TV for Christmas. And don't always post, you know, look at all these things, you know, I have and I got. So it's like learning what to keep private and what is okay to post. And it is a very different generation. Like, I didn't grow up with social media, so now my version of privacy is different from this younger generation. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like telling them, you know, it's okay not to post everything that you do. It's all right to keep things to yourself.
Yeah.
So just kind of that line.
And we also went, we did our presentation in March for Poughkeepsie High School. Part of the workshop also was awareness about privacy, which Cass just touched on. It's very, very important today that the young people understand that they can be tracked. Somebody can find them very easily because they have their picture. They have where they're posting, where they're located. They put their where they're standing, location, services are all on.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody really wanted to stalk them, they can. And we don't, you know, we definitely don't want to put out there and make them paranoid. We just want them to be aware and be aware that what they're writing and what they're posting, people are watching them live. People know. And then with this new live feature, you could go live at any time and say, oh, this is where I'm at. And we also focused on what happened with Kim Kardashian and how she was robbed because she was live, you know, and you have to just be very careful with your information about yourself.
Right. Now,
it was definitely an eye-opening workshop for Poughkeepsie High School. The girls were very, very open their eyes to a lot of things that they weren't thinking about.
So how is it that you can say, well, is it really that big? I can envision somebody. In fact, my granddaughter said, Nana, is it really that big a deal?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah,
is it really that big a deal? I mean, I want to tell my friends what I'm doing. I want to tell them that I got to go here and I got to do that.
Yes.
Why is that such a big deal?
Well,
and I just,
and
you know, I looked at her and I thought, it's a big deal because they probably don't care. You know? I gave the totally wrong answer.
I think it's a lot of
totally
pressure.
Wrong answer.
I think it's a lot of pressure today for the young people to feel important and to feel how many likes they got determines their self-esteem and how many people are following them. They feel, you know, so much better about themselves because they have 1,000 followers. At the end of the day, we tell them it matters. And we show them examples. We tell them about different types of stories, things that's happened to young girls. You know, again, awareness to, you know, it's random craziness, but it happens.
Yeah.
And you want to tell your friends what you're up to, but you have 1,000 followers. Do you really have 1,000 friends that you want to talk to? And, you know, I remember asking, you know, a young lady one time, you have over 1,000 followers. Who are these people? You have 1,000 friends on Facebook. Where do you know them
from?
Do
you know them all? Right. Do you know them all?
That one is a friend of a friend, and that one is – so you don't really know them, but you added them.
Right.
Would you walk up to a stranger on the street and just hand them your information? That's essentially what you're doing when you're framing people that you don't really know.
Yes.
You know, when you break it down that way, they go, oh, okay, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, because you wouldn't walk up to a stranger and go, hi, my name is such and such, and here's my itinerary for the day.
Right, and I'm getting ready to go on vacation.
Yeah, you know,
I'm going to Santa Monica.
You know, I'll be there for 4 days. And you wouldn't tell a stranger that, but you're essentially telling these 1,000 friends of yours that when they're not really your friends. So when we try to break it down, because we need to tell them, don't do it, stop doing it. They're like, well, you got to tell me why.
Right.
So if we break it down into smaller chunks for them to really understand, then they go, okay, that makes sense. Did the young lady unfriend all her other friends?
No.
Probably not. Probably not. But at least at least now she goes, let me double check. Let me think a little bit before I post what I'm going to post, because I don't really want Joe Schmo in Idaho to know what I'm doing, because I don't really know.
Right.
I just want potatoes.
You know,
Idaho potatoes.
Exactly.
Not to come down like, you know, judge, jury, executioner, don't do this, don't do that.
We meet them at their level, and we're their, you know,
the confidant. Yeah, they probably get enough of that don't do this, don't do that from their parents and their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be an ear for them to, you know, to talk to. We are listening.
Right.
We want to be a shoulder for them. We want to be that authority figure that, you know, do this, do that, and this is how you're supposed to live your life. We want to tell them, hey, you know what? We're going to give you the steps to make great decisions. And one of those decisions is learning how to protect yourself online. We didn't grow up with social media, so we're learning right along with these girls. But we understand the ramifications of what they do way before they do.
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of times we allow them to make, you know, we just guide them and we put the situation in front of them and say, okay, what do you think is the best thing to do? We come down to their level. That's why that comfort level to talk to us about things is they are non-judgmental, and we just kind of guide them in that decision.
Okay.
I have a tactic that I use. I'm sorry. I like to pull up stuff on the internet that I know is popular amongst the teens that they're dealing with now. So whether it's the girl that got hit with the shovel or if it's this, and I'll look and I'll say, did you hear about this? Yeah, everybody heard about this. What if that was you on the other end of that shovel? You know, and it's like, nobody ever asked me that. I never thought about this because they're so sensitized to it. So my
method,
and my method is to use things that are popular and popping with that generation and bring it on their level and say, hey, what if that was you? And that seems like something that makes them pause and think about it as well.
And then I was just going to say, I mean, you just have to be cautious with everything that you do. And Vinay, at our presentation, you mentioned something, what is it, nothing is permanent.
Everything
is private.
Yes.
So that was what, you know, we had presented to them, which says it all. So hopefully that would help them to be more cautious in everything that they do.
And to piggyback on something that Antoinette just said, you know, young people share these things without thinking of the person that's in the video. It's as if we've become very desensitized, and it's not personal. It's a meme, it's a video, it's something funny to share, and they don't think, you know, this person in this video is hurt. There's nothing funny about this.
And that reminds me of the current thing with Dr. Dow on United Airlines and that video being shown a million times, literally, and wondering, you know, this poor man, it was bad enough being on the flight. But now he's on the nightly news, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I think if people get that, and not just kids, you know, let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Just kids need to be reminded of that.
Because
adults certainly do the same thing. And, you know. The apple don't fall far from the tree.
And I mean, it starts with us. Like, if someone, I know when my friends send something to me, sometimes I'll say, I'm not watching that. I'm sorry. Don't send that to me. I'm not watching it. And then it forces the person to think, okay, wow, maybe I shouldn't be sharing this. So it's taking that stand and saying, stop sharing these things. Don't send it to me. I'm not opening it. And then if enough young people, you know, and it's hard. It really is hard when everyone's talking about something and, you know, you want to be in the know. It's hard to be the one that says, I don't want to know. That's not appropriate. Don't send that.
Yeah, I have no fear of missing out. I have no fear of missing out. So, yeah, I can go back to the whole Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj thing. There was no fear of missing out for me. None. You know, everybody's like, oh, did you see that? And I'm thinking, no, and I don't have any desire to see it, and I'm not going to be passing it along. So, no, I'm good.
I actually would have liked to see them just as women, especially with our mentoring background. I would have actually liked to see them collaborate and get along and show a positive, you know, image of women getting along and working together, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't sell.
I like to pit women against each other and say, this is the new this and this is it. Well, no, we're both there together. You know,
it's okay.
There's enough fanfare. There's enough spotlight for us to be in this together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't know that that's what society of, you know, who's the new Mariah Carey? Who's the new, why can't we all be, you know, you be you. You be the new you. You know, it's like they've got to always dethrone someone for someone else. And it's kind of like, no. And that's where that, like, that's where your self-esteem starts to crumble because it's, you're constantly being replaced for someone else. You're like, well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just shine? And that's where, you know, we're hoping to bolster these young women so they don't feel as if they have to compete with each other. There's enough.
That's what our,
all of us.
Exactly.
That's what I think is so great about our program, the way it ties. If you look at everything individually, whether it's the financial, the leadership, the career development, self-esteem, the social media, but together, that curriculum, it hits core spots, the foundation of what you need as an individual, not just as a woman, but as an individual to have all the tools for success. And that's what I love about our curriculum. And I have to give kudos to our founder, Renee, because she did an excellent job when she put it together. It was very thoughtful. It was very thoughtful and methodical how she put it together. It really works.
Yeah, I mean,
at the end of the day,
I love her.
Still goes back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love you too.
Well, I wish there had been something like this when my daughter was a teenager. You know, she had a mentor, which was great for me because then, you know, I knew that she was talking to somebody about something that maybe she was not about to talk to mom about. So, you know, that was priceless. I mean, you definitely are that safety net for a lot of moms and dads who may be wringing their hands and trying to figure out how they're going to get this kid to listen and to focus and to do the things that they really need for them to do and make strides in a positive fashion. And I was looking on your website, and I see that you have under the youth resources, I love the short inspirational messages, and they're great. They're really great. I mean, I watched all of them, and I was like, oh, wow, that is so cool. You know? And I'm sitting and I'm going,
Instagram made you do it in 20 seconds.
And
now we have
now. I know, right? So I see that you have emergency hotline numbers. So how did you decide to include that as part of a resource for kids?
A number of mentoring opportunities we get involve some of these crises, if you will. And we decided to, we thought it was, you know, a good idea to post these hotline numbers just in case someone needs, they could always rely on us to get information. And so we wanted to put this up there for anyone who needs to contact someone privately.
And I mean, I love all of these. I mean, they're all really, really good hotline numbers, and I want to encourage people to definitely check that out and print that and post that. And, you know, there's always a mom or a dad who's wondering how do I get them the resource without them thinking that I'm pushing it on them. This is a great thing to post on the refrigerator. So,
it's like the one page that you can use, and it covers the things that teens have questions on or things that they're going through. And it's not a bunch of pamphlets stuck under their door. You know, this is a quick one page that you can look at.
And then also,
and I'm wondering. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say also when we post on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, our sites, we also, like this month is Sexual Awareness Month, so we always put at the same time the information for you to contact, depending on whatever month it is. Also, if we're just posting, if it's something about anxiety or any of that, we always post the information, the 800 numbers, the hotline numbers, 24 hours, the crisis hotline numbers that you can get. It's always posted with whatever the, as I said, Sexual Assault Awareness Month is.
Right, and my regular folks know that I am very involved in child sex abuse awareness, and it is one of the things that I am highly passionate about. And so thank you for mentioning that. None of you knew that, but thank you for mentioning that. So I'm wondering, with some of these numbers now, are these resources that parents can use?
Yes. So, those resources, anybody can, click on it. Like you said, Kim, print it out. They can bring it to their children and let them know, mm-hmm. these numbers just in case. So they're for anybody. As a matter of fact, everything we do, our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook pages, is inspirational and informational for anybody. We really try to inspire anybody. Our focus is the young girls, so our goal and mission is to inspire everybody and help everybody out. So anybody that feels that anything we have on our page, anything we post, if they feel is helpful for them, please feel free to utilize it.
I love that. And so I see that, you have the opportunity for people to get involved and to volunteer. What exactly, if someone said, I want to do something with kids, how can I volunteer with We Are Listening? I like the concept. I like that I can do this online and make a difference somehow. How is there training for volunteers? What do you do?
Well, yes. Well, as of now, we can handle with the mentors, the eight mentors that we currently have, and the amount of teams that we have. We've actually been able to maintain that with the number of mentors that we do have. But we do have a curriculum for new mentors when that time comes and we need to recruit some volunteers. And yes, they would fill out an application online, and we would post that we have mentor opportunities available, and it would be posted on our website and all our social media pages. And once they would submit the application, all the potential mentors would just have to go through an extensive background and reference check, because anybody dealing with our young girls, we have to make sure they're legitimate and, good for our goals. And if we're selected as mentors, we go through the orientation, and then we also have a training program that they would go through. And our team also went through a training program, so they would go through that same exact training program that we went through.
That's amazing.
To add to that, this is Ann Swinnett. Another way we've extended the ability for people to give back, we have an internship that we offer. We have a junior intern, which is for the younger category of young ladies, and then we have our regular interns for college-age students. So that is also another way that we can accept volunteers, but it's just specific to students.
Yes. That's awesome.
We've had a couple of volunteers for us.
So does it matter where they are in the country? to work with you guys?
We try to keep it in the United States, but I mean we've been open to others if they were interested. We haven't had that yet. So far, it's just been within the United States.
Okay, very cool.
A lot of times
very
for
cool.
the young interns, we're looking for like social media
marketing.
Social media is tremendous today, so we're looking for people with social media marketing backgrounds, and also blogging background writers, you know, to help with our writing, some blogs, things of that nature. So we have that application actually on our website.
Oh, great. Okay. And I want to remind people that the website is listening.org, and you can meet all of the ladies that we've been talking to today and see some of their past events, which are phenomenal. I love that they've got video and pictures from their previous events on there, and you can contact them. You can even shop on their site, and I think I might be buying a shirt today. Yes, I mean, I love this logo, want to make sure I share that, and everybody knows that it is on my Facebook page. And speaking of which, what is your Facebook page?
It's We Are Listening. If you put We Are Listening in the search
bar,
it's We Are Listening.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. And on Instagram?
You'll see that logo pop up. That's us.
Instagram is as well. It's We Are Listening on Instagram.
We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat,
Tumblr,
every social media site you can think of, we are on there.
So basically, they are everywhere.
Yeah,
they are everywhere. They are everywhere. And I love that. Well, ladies, this has just been an absolute joy, and I can't believe that we've been talking for an hour. And I told you it would go by quick, didn't
it?
But I am so excited that you were able to take time out of your busy schedules. And believe me when I tell you guys, they are busy ladies. They are busy ladies.
yes.
And yeah, and Antoinette, congratulations on having one getting out of school. That is just fantastic. And I really hope that I get to meet you all in person. And I have to tell my listeners, I have not met these ladies in person. So I've got to find an excuse and a reason to either go to New York and everybody, we kind of hang out there, or if you're in the D.C. area, come and see me here. But thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us. We had an enjoyable time.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Great. I'm so glad. And we will definitely have them back on the show probably later in the summer or early fall when it's time for kids to go back to school. And, you know, there's always something to talk about with that, getting ready for stepping up to a new grade, and for some parents, and I hope that parents are checking the show out and wanting to pass this along as a resource to their kids. We are going to most certainly be listening and seeing what's new with you guys throughout the year, and we've already followed them. So for those of you who want to know, this is a Black Bag Lady approved site, and definitely a Black Bag Lady approved definitely a Black Bag Lady approved group to follow. Yes, definitely, definitely. As always, we want to leave you with my favorite group, which is my choir, Mosaic Harmony. And we're going to have Mosaic Harmony on in the next couple of weeks. We're working to schedule a show to talk about their fundraiser, which takes place on June 3rd. And we hope that you have a fabulous Saturday. And this particular song talks about hoping that, you know, you should have been there. You should have witnessed what happened to me. And these ladies definitely are proof that you have to be in the spot, you have to be listening, and you have to be aware. So I hope you enjoy the selection from Mosaic Harmony for all of us at Black Bag Productions and for the ladies that we are listening. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Networks, keep it
going.
I'm going to be checking. Don't stop.
You are the best when he
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit BlackBagProductionsOnline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.